With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Talks aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war will be the main agenda at the White House tomorrow. President Trump will meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as several NATO and European leaders. The talks come on the heels of the president's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Friday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told NBC's Meet the Press that a possible ceasefire is not off the table, but that the best way to end the war would be through a full peace deal.
The best way to end this conflict is through a full peace deal. There's no doubt about that. I mean, who would be against the fact if tomorrow we came to you and said we have a full peace deal and it's done? I think that's the best way to end the war. Now, whether there needs to be a ceasefire on the way there, well, we've advocated for that. Unfortunately, the Russians, as of now, have not agreed to that.
Organizers say hundreds of thousands of Israelis staged nationwide protests today demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza. Frustration is mounting in Israel over stalled hostage talks, as well as plans for a new military offensive in Gaza. Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas is virtually impossible.
We're also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
Air Canada's planes are grounded because of a strike by flight attendants, and the work stoppage is affecting about 130,000 travelers. The flight attendants' union refused to obey a back-to-work order today. Air Canada hopes to resume some flights by tomorrow evening. Hurricane Erin, the first Atlantic hurricane this year, has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after it had intensified to a Category 5. This is SRN News. Marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Herring.
Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC says it's working to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, as well as physical Bibles in the desired languages. In many nations, copies of the scriptures are not for sale, and in some places, possessing them can be a death sentence. SRN News. So what's the top accessory this year at the Little League World Series? Correspondent Ron Taylor says it's a bat that looks like sour gummy worms.
It's not an ice cream cone. It's not an Italian rainbow cookie. It's the baseball bat being used at the Little League World Series. Easton's 2026 Hype Fire USA bat with the neon green grip and pink and neon yellow barrel is hard to miss at the plate, and the players love them. They get the bat when they first arrive at the Little League compound in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Manager Michael Shaw says he left it up to the players which bats they wanted to use. He says, in his words, you know, a great color for 12-year-old kids, sour gummy worms. Ron Taylor reporting.
The New York Mets and Seattle Mariners face off this evening in the annual MLB Little League Classic in Williamsport. The Major League game has become a popular feature of the World Series festivities since 2017. More details at srnnews.com.